Comanches are believed to have been the first native people on the plains to utilize the horse extensively, and their horse-riding skills are the standard by which other tribes are judged. In the past, their exceptional horsemanship helped to drive their foes away. Today, it continues to be an essential part of their day-to-day life. During World War II, Comanche Indians were part of the 1944 Allied D-Day invasion of Europe. As code talkers, they frustrated enemy code breakers by translating army messages into their native language. Verbal messages were relayed over field telephones between the battlefield and divisional headquarters. In the decades since, the Comanche people have continued to live on the plains. Farming and husbandry are the mainstays of their economy. Sandra Nevaquea is preparing dinner for her family.
I'm making fried bread, which is the traditional bread.
Okay.
And it's made with flour and sugar.
Okay.
And water. And you cook it in hot grease. It's a traditional food that we eat with healthy soups and meat.
Families are greatly valued among Comanches. Relatives are gathering tonight at Edmund and Sandra Nevaquea's house. Edmund is a musician.
The Comanches, we've adjusted and adapted to two ways of life. And to this day, the Comanche Nation, we are some of the most educated, we're one of the most educated tribes in the United States of America, the North American continent. And also, we are the keepers of a great religion that has really swept throughout Indian country, and that's the Native American Church. We also kept our customs and our horses and livestock and the things that we used to enjoy, you know. We do coexist within what you would say the white man's world, or you would say the existing world, the educational world. Our children are still inside of education. They still know our traditional customs. So we get along with it real good, and we know how to adapt to it. And there's no bitterness about it, you know, that it's a way that we progress into the future in life, you know, and we'll continue that on and on and on, generation to come.
After dinner, the Nevaquea family gather under the shed for some cool air and music. The water drum is a traditional musical instrument of the Comanches. It is made from cowhide, water, bucket, ropes, and seven pebbles. The accompanying gourd rattle reinforces the rhythm. And the staff is made from a bow without its string. It is decorated with colorful beads and bristle, symbolizing war turning into peace and joy on earth. Comanche traditional music and songs are passed along from generation to generation. Elaine Liu, VOA News.